I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Matthew Boyle. Layoffs continue to hit the Bay Area hard. Intel, Intuit, and NerdWallet among some of the companies announcing job cuts over the last month. When companies let workers go, some pay severance. But Bloomberg took a look at the full cost of those layoffs and found they would extend way beyond those payments. So, Matthew, let's go over what you found first, starting with severance.
Yeah, certainly. So we started with severance because that's really all we know or all that companies really disclose. So in the case of Meta, back in 2022, you know, they paid out $975 million in severance to about 11,000 employees. So more than $88,000 a person on average, which is, you know, as severance goes, pretty generous. Because let's recall, not everyone, no one is guaranteed severance if you're a private sector employee in the U.S. So only about 25% of U.S. Companies actually offer severance to all employees in the case of a layoff, which is much lower than the global average of 42%. So you start there with the severance charges, and that usually includes, you know, maybe 2 weeks for every year you were there, healthcare continuation of benefits, and maybe some help with your resume. But again, that's really just the tip of the iceberg, as I learned when I started digging around at some of the more intangible costs of a layoff.
Okay, so that severance, let's just start with that. Is it a lump sum, or do you have to wait for it?
So yeah, usually a lump sum. Sometimes it might be contingent on, you might not get it until you sign something that says you're not going to go after the company or you're not going to talk to any nosy reporters about the layoff, signing some type of non-disclosure or non-disparagement agreement. These things take much longer, like in places like Europe, though, where companies have to work alongside, you know, employee councils. And so laying people off in other countries, whether it's, you know, Germany or France, can take a lot longer. But in the U.S., you know, you could be out the door, you know, that morning as soon as you're told and, you know, get that lump sum payment. Companies like to do it in one fell swoop usually. So unless they have employees abroad, it's usually going to come up as, you know, some sizable charge on their next earnings statement if they are publicly traded. But then it gets interesting with all these other costs.
So what are those other non-severance payment costs to a company?
Yes. So what we discovered was that, first of all, the output of the employees who remain at a company after a layoff typically falls, you know, at least for a few months as they're grappling with anxiety. They're grappling with low morale. They might be having to do the job of, you know, two people and doing neither of those jobs very well. Then you get more employees quitting. So the people that you wanted to hold on to, some of them look for the exit. So then you have to have additional expenses to hire and train their replacements. Another cost is your unemployment insurance tax rate is going to increase because you just put, you know, some people on unemployment benefits. Then you have to hire lawyers and you have to hire statisticians before and sometimes even after the layoff to try and prevent and possibly even defend against discrimination lawsuits. So there's a whole host of costs that never really have been, you know, calculated until we've decided to take a close look at it.
So this doesn't really stop a company from having layoffs, but does it actually, is it enough for some managers to give them pause, to think twice?
It might give them pause. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, this is not going to stop anyone from doing a layoff. And sometimes companies will do a layoff and you look, oh, our stock is up 5% today because Wall Street, you know, love the fact that our labor costs are going down. But that's a very, very sort of short-term look at things. There's been a whole host of really, really solid research that shows that the more a company can do to not pull the layoff lever, you know, do a temporary furlough, hiring freezes. There's a lot of things that companies can do up until having to conduct a layoff that will benefit them. And there is research, again, showing that over the course of, you know, 1 or 2 years, they're going to be better off in the long run if they don't pull the layoff lever. But as we've seen, you know, last week with Intel, you mentioned Intuit earlier. That's, you know, that's a firm that's done, many firms have done multiple layoffs, particularly there in the tech sector where you guys are. We're seeing, you know, layoffs in 2023, now in 2024. So, you know, companies, some of them sort of get a taste for layoffs, and many, of course, overhired during the pandemic. So they, you know, or they want to streamline management. There's a million reasons why. I'm sure you've seen a lot of these layoff memos. But again, I think the solid way to do it is to do as much as you can to try to avoid doing sort of a mass culling of your employees.
That is Bloomberg's Matthew Boyle. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes up at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.